This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. All-terrain vehicles, quads, off-road machines, whatever you call them, are wildly popular. Sales have increased fivefold in the last decade, but private property owners say their land is being damaged by unwelcome riders. Maine Public Radio's Fred Bever reports.
It's finally warming up in Maine, and along with tourists and black flies, the balmy air is bringing out the all-terrain vehicles.
Hi, my name's Larry Smith, and what I like about four-wheeling is getting out, having fun on days that I'm not doing anything.
Wearing aviator shades, Smith sits on his 500cc knobby-wheeled red ATV. His blue jeans are flecked with mud from the ride up to this power line right-of-way with a long view of the Manchester Hills. At 41, Smith is just a year above the median age for ATV owners in this country. He's no mud hog. He tools around at reasonable speeds, he says, and he likes being able to cart his father and elderly friends through rough territory to the family's backwoods hunting camp. Generally, Smith rides on trails marked for public use or on trails whose owners have specifically given permission. But he acknowledges he doesn't know who exactly owns the land under these power lines.
Well, I don't know the exact rule on that.
With ATV use expanding exponentially here and nationally, property owners are growing increasingly anxious about riders who don't ask permission. Just ask Robert Cummings.
It's beyond my comprehension, quite frankly.
Cummings is president of a land trust that took over a stunning coastal property in Phippsburg, Maine, 2 years ago. Since then, ATVs have turned walking trails into deeply rutted mud holes, eroded stream beds, and mashed the dune grass. Cummings shakes his head as he contemplates a footpath to the beach. Trust members had blocked the path with a one-ton boulder to keep ATVs out. Cummings says ATV riders dragged it away.
What you see beyond it is where the ATVs have gone right through the wetland, right through the marsh, right through some nice trout lilies and whatnot. And the only reason for coming here was to get people mad at them.
It worked. And not just here. All around the region, gates and trees are being torn down while no trespassing signs are going up. ATV abuse has even forced the complete closure of some major snowmobile trails.
Well, there's a profound hostility that's generated by this entire situation.
Maine State Representative Matt Dunlap has spent years working to keep private lands open for public use. ATVs, he says, present the biggest challenge yet. In the north of the state, big timber companies worry about liability or fire hazards. In the more densely settled south, Dunlap says, the level of property destruction has gone over the top, and landowners are beginning to strike back.
Trails have been spiked to puncture tires, and it's not much of a step to ratchet up that type of potential violence where somebody puts, you know, a piece of wire across a trail and, you know, somebody's head gets cut off or something like that, or somebody gets shot.
Dunlap wants more education for ATV riders and more funds for trail or easement purchases. And he'd like to see a more robust network of ATV clubs, similar to the snowmobile clubs that have successfully worked with landowners and have created peer pressure against bad behavior. Better enforcement is also key, he adds. One model incorporating all of the elements Dunlap proposes can be found in Fort Kent, up on the Canadian border, in the person of Police Chief Kenneth Michaud, universally known by his nickname, Chief Duty. He's sort of a scoutmaster for the ATV set. He's helped get state grants to build miles of multi-use trails, and he patrols them on a department ATV fitted out with radar gun and blue flasher. He's handed out dozens of summonses, but a lot of the work is more informal.
Some kids went riding right through a potato field. They pulled all the tops off two rows just for a big fun to see how many what they could do with their ATV. We caught them. They ended up paying for it. They had to pay the landowner, the farmer, and I know that out of the two, one of them learned a lesson, the other one didn't.
Duty says the farmer still allows ATVs on his land because the police took care of the miscreants. The chief says riders must respect landowner rights or else see trail after trail closed off. ATV rider Larry Smith agrees.
And I'm all for game wardens or whatever it's going to take, because you're just going to clean up the riffraff to that small percentage that are doing all the damage and causing all the conflict. Besides that, it'd be a good job.
For now, however, cash-strapped states like Maine can barely find the funds to finance existing enforcement, never mind hire new wardens. But the number of ATV clubs is growing fast around the nation. One in Phippsburg is even starting to work with the local land trust to build trails around the most sensitive areas. For NPR News, I'm Fred Bevert.